We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are in Sha'al Patsuf Izum, Perek Beis, in the old edition. It's Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and in Matuk Bidvash Chalek Beis, it's Daf Reish Ayin Ches. We actually finished in the middle of an inyan of the inyane tziponaim. What is the inyan exactly? What is it made out from? And what does it do? The inyan of shmiram, and also about the yetzias all coming out from the tziponaim. So we're just going to assign the inyan of Hashem. Then we're going to move on to the next parak in also time. So we're in the middle of an inyan here again. V'zeh she'omu begin da. Lo limibay le inish. So we stopped over. He's quoting a Zohar. The Zohar says, for this reason, a person must not grow his nails. Lil rava orfan is the hemshach of the Zohar. Vehu shir choytzitz benitinas yadayim aniska bedivrei chazal. So
lirava
torfin. To grow. Often the nails. To grow the nails. So therefore, the Zohar says you shouldn't grow the nails. And what is that shir? Says Ariza. He says the shir choitzes minitis gadaim. There's an inin in tis gadaim that if you grow your nails too long, then it's choitzes. Now I have to tell you straight away. I mean, we don't paskin like this. That's the truth of the matter, right? Right. Just because you're long nails. In Hilchas Nida, we find in Kuf Tzadik Ches, the Marshal, that a woman that has long nails and goes to the base field, which is very chomer, after became the Mechaber Paskes in Sif Chaf, there's no problem. But, you know, some akev. There's a meaning, Baran Dalmal, Sharidure, that he says, what machmir, and there's a whole taz over there that explains what's the chomer exactly. There's a bach that brings that, there is a sheet that says, is Mechabel, that is machmir. And therefore, what we're machmir on the task is mechites. We don't pass in bechlal that inyan. The inyan is that there is, when you grow your nails very long, there's things stuck underneath your nail, and that's going to be the chatzitzah, not the actual nail. Mm. It's as koitzis, is it ki koitzis dami, not koitzis dami? The shayla is that me'akev, not me'akev. So then he seems to be saying over here that Rizal, that it is me'akev. It's shir choitzes menitzis edayim niska. That is the shir. A choitzes menitzis edayim. We don't pass in this choitzes. Since he's taking like this day in the which is brought down in the Torah, which is this manda amas ki koitzes dami. Therefore, it's a chatzitza.
What's the mekubalim do?
Huh?
What's the mekubalim do?
There's not enough kamir because mekubalim are very, very makbir on this. The longer you grow the nails, the more chitzonim, the more klipa, the more tumor you have. So, with its choices and nitiyas and not anyways, you won't find a mekubal with long nails because of that. You know.
The zer is talking aluchel lemais. It's talking alpi soy.
Is there a difference? First of all, is there a difference between soy and halacha for the zer? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's no different, but it's lakev, nishlakev. I mean, can say that could be in alpisod me'akev bedarga shel soid and won't be me'akev bedarga shel pshat. The pshat won't be me'akev bedarga shel pshat.
I don't think there's such a thing. I think it's all tzubundin, it's all one in you. I just wanted to mention the agav. Okay, right, vihine. So what is that shear? That it's choitz is when it sticks out, the nail sticks out more than the flesh of the finger. So it's more than stomach tzitza. I ask him about the mukobal and what is the noik. The noik to not get into this problem.
You're talking about Netisadayim now.
Huh?
Now you're not talking about Netisadayim.
I know, but whatever. Enough kamina of long nails would be in its time. And also, stam the oinish of. Why are you oinish for Megadol? The Megadol. Someone who Megadol the Tziponaim. Why is the oinish so gold? Well, because you magbir the Kor Ra. You're increasing the Ra. Which is faket to the ganz avoid of the Shem is to annul the ra, right? Extracting the tzus of kodesh and leave the ra to starve kilu. And here you're doing pum faket. Therefore, that's why he says the onsho shel megadol godol. All right. Let's go back. This is Masha Omu Chazal al posuk v'yifuzu zroei yodov. It's posuk in the Vayechi. The brachas of Yaakov, what he gave to Yosef Atzadik. She yotzo asova tipots mi ben tzipone yodov. שמשם לוקחום החיצוניים ושולטו בהם בסוד טיפס בלקרי, שבה השליט הזה חיצוניס גדול, רק שמכאן בדרך אמצוז אצבוז הוא בקיאס מועטס ודקה כמו שבאנו. So he's saying the Indian that over there was Yaakov was Maramis to this Indian of, you know, when Yosef was stuck with Eshet Potiphar, and the Indian of the Tipas coming out is really Be'etzim a stira in the Arizal, Mufush a stira in the Arizal. Because early on we saw in early Prokim and Shan Nikud in Perek Gimel that he said that the guns the Tipas that were leaving Yosef actually came from his toenails. He said Tziponai Raglayim. And here is Mefurish, he says Tipos miben Tzipone Yodov, and that's Mashmah from the Pasuk. Mefarshim asks, how was he learning that it's from the feet when the Pasuk says Zro Yodov? Stamastir. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda says the Rav Chaim Vital is not sure what he heard. Mesufik Mesafikle, whether it's Taki from the Yodov or the thing. That's one teretz. Another teretz is that it's all one inyan, as we've been learning that the yodov, the spashos of sheva coming up from the yodov, goes into the legs, and then from the legs is spashed down to the raglaim and then the outer toes. So it's all really one inyan over there. Okay, let's go back. The inyan who now what is this inyan b'chlal of the yitzis of all coming out from the tziponaim? Who b'mashe nachko על מה זה נפקה הבוסר שבסוף אצבעו. Now this inyan that we find that the finger is not perfectly round over here, so it dips in and there's only raw flesh, and then there's a nail sticking out. There seems to be a bikia of the oil, a broken patch of the oil. אבל אינן הוא כי הנה עוז מטיבם who letzet la'ayah. The oil has a natural tendency to go out into me'ir. Le'os ha'sheva holach mizrabe mispashet le'mate. It goes all the way down and it's mizrabe and then it breaks through. Keteva ha'mayim ha'novim la'yotzim ha'makor. So the water draws, goes all the way down till it hits a no man's land. It keeps on mizrabe rabe and then it breaks through. When it gets a lot of momentum, it gets a lot of power behind that, and then it just breaks through. V'hini, gam situmim v'chasumim bifnim. It's all very closed up in the spheres. V'rotzonam letzet lechutz ve'enam yicholim. V'chein hem boikim v'ketzovas and etzbos ayotzim lechutz. Ela she'enam pitzuchos rechovas ela tzoros v'dakos. V'az b'amshochas lechut b'hem nivdokim. Nidbokim shosha klipas shahem atziponayim keniska v'yonkim isham ben tziponei yadayim ben tziponei raglayim ki shneyem b'chinas ha'ketzovas ha'shesham mokom yanikas ha'chitzonis kedos. What does he say? He's saying the oz mizrabe comes all the way down, mizrabe in the fingernails, and then it just breaks through. And when it breaks through, that is the time for the chitzonis to chap what they can chap. And they start zapping into the shefa. Right. V'nir le'anis da'atichai. Kizu yitron kav emtsoi she'ein bo yinikas chitzonim. Rak b'siyuma kepi yesoid. This is a mile. V'nir le'anis da'atichai. Kizu yitron kav emtsoi. Kav emtsoi has a mile over the other two kav. Kav even got some. Why? She'ein bo yinikas chitzonim. Rak b'siyuma pi yesoid. We find that the emsa, right, the chesed, this is the right hand, and the left hand, already has a mokum giloy where the chitzonim can get. That is a chisolim. Vuhu sod Yaakov b'chir sheba'ovus. Masha enkim Avraham Yitzchak sheyotzu me'em Esa v'Ishmael ken yirnyan esdati v'heaven. So in Santazach that is. He puts in the two inyonim over here. So Avram and Yitzchak, what is that keneged? Avram is keneged chesed, we know, and Yitzchak is keneged gvura, and we know there's a hefsek between the chesed and the netzach and the gvura and the hod, right? There's a hefsek, and he's saying that's a chisolim, and kum to rois comes out Esav and Yishmael from that. Mashenken the Yisod, which is Yaakov. Yaakov is Sholem, right? So you have the Choch, you have the Kester, you have the Das, Tifelt, Yisod, all leading into one Kav. There's no in between. Now the Renash says something very interesting in Ois Reish Chav Ches. He says that all this in the Yisod of the Yisod. He says as follows: when you take the gematria of Esav and Yishmael, is the gematria of Tziponaim Yadayim Reglaim. Tziponaim Yadayim Reglaim. To show that the Rem is that when the Yetzia comes out, the Chison, that there's a Mokum Giloy between the Chesen and the Netzach, and the Hod and the Gvua, that was because that created the union of Esav and Yishmael. That is the gematria. וגם בזיתוב עם סוד עניין ברכס מאורי או האש שאומרי במוצא שבס בסוד הבדולם בסוד הבדולם
בסדר
thank you כנזגר בספר הזוהר פרשת ויקר כנגד ציפורניים כי מתוך הציפורניים בוקע אור ויוצא לחוד. So unfortunately it doesn't give us too much information about this mitzvah of Havdolah and the Inyan of Me'or HaEsh, but let me try to fill you in what's going on over here. So we know that Adam Rishon and his guf was completely covered from the this Inyan of Tziponayim. His guf was shiny, and this was a Chalukah de Rabbanan, which is a protective levush on the neshama. Then after the chet, this always were memayit, and the only levush, this special levush that he had, was reduced to his nails. And why his nails again? Because we know that's the yitzia of the oil comes off of the nails. Therefore, it needed a special protection. What's the inyan of bringing your nails towards the fire, Motzei Shabbos? What exactly are you doing over there? So the inyan is as follows. the Shemesh in Shah Kali Noga, he writes that the inner is
Shemesh,
yeah, Shom Sharabi. It's a Hagor in the Etzchaim, it's called the Shemesh. He writes in Shah Kali Noga in Etzchaim that the inin ho lehayir litziponaim kidei shelo tidbak hakali. Vegam Kosov להשתמש בנר של שבו שרמז השין עין נהורים ווו וקי הם רמז I'm just reading on my notes הווייז ואדנוס שמשפיע לטויבה. It's like this, that we know that Motzei Shabbos, we know that Shabbos בכלל there's no חיצונים officially, right? All the olamos go up to Atzilus, and lo yigor ra in Atzilus, there's no chitzonim, right? That's the aliyah of Shabbos, that it's able to go up and above all the grasp of the chitzonim. Motzei Shabbos is faket, he's gabrus of the chitzonim, that now wants a chizah. They've been starving for 24 hours and now they want an chizah. We're showing them the fact that we're yoinik from the all of the nail, and the Rashan says particularly of a nail shava, that's doimet to the shefa that we're receiving from the high bechinas, from imal moshe. That oil we're soaking up to the nails, the high nail, that's our protecting covering, that we're getting koach from the high bechinas into our levushim in order to protect us, right? The nail is a protection from these gabbos of the chitzonim, and therefore we're reinforcing this inyan by soaking up this energy, this shefa, from the ner of shava. Why shava? Shava is spelled shin ayin vav hey. Shin ayin is 370. That is 370 neurim that we speak about often. Those are from Atik and Ari come down these special koyches called the Shin Ayin Urim, and the Vavke represents the Hashvot where the Shin Ayin Urim are happening to Zav and Nukva. So this Hashvot is coming down. So that's where Maram is to the Inan of the Ner B'Shafa Dafka. Okay, that's a little bit, but Ayin the Pri Yitzchayim. Anybody wants to look more into this mitzvah, he explains more at length what is this mitzvah of the Bore Me'oresh, the mitzvah of Bore Me'oresh. Let's continue. Now, what?
What is it?
in the midst of Shabbos, in the halachos of Shabbos. Obzei yitutzu ha-shelot ha-niskoleit. Shelama eilu akavim lo nimshichu b'yosher, omnam hayapisut b'neiyam ben zvot v'ayakayim. Remember we asked that, l'cho, when we see the pictures, we know there's three lines in Zah, l'moshel. In all these fields, there's Chacham on the right hand side, Chochmah, Chesed, and Gvuah. On the left hand side, there's Baga, which is Bina, Gvuot, and Netzach. Sorry, Hod, Baga. And in the middle Kav is Dati, Tiferet, Nisot. All straight lines, but we don't see them. If the Sore Erzal Kav that we take our Limudim from, how do we imagine spiritual Olamas and Patsuma by looking into our Seguf? Right, when I look at my goof, I can medame. But our goof are not medame to this tzio of Chacham Bagadati of these three straight lines, because we see that our chesed is coming out from the tiferet, and there's a hefse between my chesed and my netzach. Mashen can the paltzuvim seem to be going straight down, and we are not doimet to that. So how does that work? That's the question that Rizal just asked. On that he answered, "Vali inin hu sheim lo hayakav, hayakol akav yosher nimshach ad sofo hayor gam ken nimshach betoch ad lemata tamid v'sham mokom mama de klipos chitzonim sham mokom haketzovos v'gam shehem atachtonim v'az hayu chitzonim nechozim be'or hayotze misham." So explain that Lu Yitzu, our Kav Yamin, which is Chesed, and Kav Tzmol, Gvur, would go directly into our legs. That's how we would be built. Then the Shefa would be coming straight down, going straight down to our feet, where the Achiza, the Chitzon, are the most, the strongest over there. And therefore, you have an outflow of too much Shefa increasing the Koach of the Chitzon. And therefore, there has to be a break. A little bit of the Shefa had to seep out through the hands, in order to not to give too much shefa to the chitzonim. Or the prat, when Klal Yisrael were not doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're giving you extra shefa. Aval ata shazvot nifrat bifne atmo. Now that the arms are separate from the legs, yichol azal alalois lezvot klapi lemala v'yodov nigbot ad kenege katefotov. But now that our hands are free, not stuck to our legs, we can actually raise up our hands. V'az eno o yotze mitzipunayim bigiloi rak lemala v'mokum shlosh v'rishon v'shabo v'az ein shlita tzichitzonim b'klipas klal. And therefore, we can actually redirect the shefa coming out from our hands and stick it back into our gimel rishon, which is our chabad. Internalizing the shefa once it goes out, we can actually put it back into the paltzuf. Therefore, when everything is going right, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Then the chitzonim cannot grab onto the shefa. As yashpil za azot of yadov lemata, then za can put down his hands. Then he can put next down his legs. Therefore, we're not afraid that the shefa goes down because only a little bit of shefa going down, and the chitzonim are not misgaver. Because they're always taking what the outside from the paltzuf, and the night the mar begufa. Kisham ika achizosam lechein ein magbia az magbia yadav lemala. Therefore, Zah has to lift up his hands kiviyochom. Va'o yigal lemala b'mokam eelio ve'ein la'am achizas sham ve'gam lemata ein or nimshach. Because you made a hefty, you redirected the shefa back up. Ve'ein achizas el achizol is me'or be'or le'elio lechein. Therefore, we're given this flexibility in our hands to go up or down in order to either to let the shefa go down or let the shefa go up, depending on the situation. And this we could understand the pasuk. This is a new pshat in the pasuk, right? Pshat is that when the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu is up, we see the libom shel Israel are going up to Shemayim, but that's a pidush, a pisod. The pshat is when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were going up.
It's a scepter.
Yeah, tush. I'm not talking about the Medrash. I'm talking about the Gemara also brings Drusha. Right? We're not talking about the Yisoda Inyan, because that's not the tapkid of the Gemara and the Sefer to bring Yisoda Inyan. But rather, The Gibbet Kain Kain the town, but the Emetic town says Arizam.
Ah, no, I don't say that.
That's what they call it. Chochmas Emes.
It's
called Chochmas Emes. No? So the Pshat is. So the Pshat is. What? I didn't say that. I said there's many levels to the Emes. But this is called the Chochmas Emes. This is the ultimate in Emes. If you can't understand that, yeah, we have to start all the way back from the beginning. I'm sorry. Akoparim. So Zokter. So the Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, what his kavana was, is actually to redirect the shefa from the chitzon. The Amalek would get less shefa, weakening them, and therefore giving more shefa to Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, but you agree that it's a funny trick.
Excuse me.
It's a funny trick.
No, I don't agree.
What did you say?
I said very simply that the shefa which is coming out
Moshe Rabbeinu was like this
from Zah, we're dormant to Zah, right? We are able to manipulate the Patsufim, depends on we're doing mitzvahs or Chas V'Shalom doing the effort, mekalka the Patsufim, so forth. We are connected directly to the Patsufim. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was raising up his arms, he was actually raising the shefa,
no,
instead of the shefa going directly downwards, and the chitzonim, which is represented by Amalek, being yearning from the shefa, he was actually starving them, removing the shefa from them, removing their koichos and their energy, and redirecting them back into Zah, into the highest fields of Zah, in order that they should remind the koach of Amalek. What's the problem with that?
Yes.
Well, very basically, that means he's also taking away from Klal Yisrael.
No, Klal Yisrael is represented by Zah. He's giving them more koach than anything.
He's taking it away.
What?
He's taking away from Amalek, which is down, and he's raising it, putting it back into Klal Yisrael, which is up, which is in Zah. And then. Yeah.
I'm confused with this, but so according to what you say, Moshe Rabbeinu was all along, his hand was like this.
What?
He didn't put his hand like this. He was like this.
What's the Gemara say? When he put his hands down, it's the Gabi Amalek. When he put his up, then he's got.
MS, Moshe Rabbeinu was still on the
chair. No. There's no Pshat in MS. Again. When we talk about Pshat and so on, it's two sides of the same coin. We can't say one thing is not true according to the other thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're just saying that this is the actual sibba, the reason why this was happening. But the Metzius was the same. Moshe was there when he put his hands down, they were misgabe. When he put his hands up, they were not misgabe.
Yeah, we understand here that when he did like this, it was not a trick to say, kilu alpi al deicha to sefta is kilu the hand to Akadosh Baruch Hu, kilu, yeah? Alpi asoid, he put his hand like this, but it's not by putting your hand up that the clippers won't get the chitzonim, the oilois.
I don't know, I'm not following. What do you find that?
I mean, if anyway Amalek would not touch the finger of Moshe, there's nothing to worry about.
We're not interested in the hands of Moshe, okay? We're not interested in the shepherd coming out from Zah.
Exactly, that's a siman.
It's not a siman. What do you mean?
No, what Moshe did.
He is manipulating. No, it's not a sim. What do you mean a sim? Well, how does a simon help? We're talking about something that he actually did. When he moved his hand, he was actually moving spiritual forces in Shemayim.
Why?
What do you mean why? Are you asking me how or why?
Why is easy.
It's because he wanted the Klal Yisrael to win over.
Now how? I mean how in terms of...
How? Because I totally explained, because he's doing it to Zah.
Yeah, but he was doing something else. It's just not living by the... You can't create change in the Yom HaSirin by doing like this.
What kavanas he had, Shemus, we have to wait to the end of the book. Or next time I bump into him, I'm going to have to ask him exactly.
Yeah.
But
without
getting too deep into the sugya of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, but that again, we understood, as I explained to you, we're doimed to the parts of him. When we move like this, believe it or not, the parts of upstairs is also moving his right chesed. Okay?
It's not because you move like this, you do something. Yeah, in your Avodat Hashem, in your connection with Akadosh Baruch Hu, which the chitzon v'kasiman is like this, and the melech moves upstairs as well.
I know it depends to what extent the raising Klal Yisrael's hasaga, the fact that he sees the hands up there for thinking of Akadosh Baruch Hu, how much of that is connected or just the civil alma to the fact that it's being machlish the kachetzin.
Yeah, very good.
But I don't think he means that at all.
No, you agree.
You know, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I don't think
you're saying that. But I mean, it would miash with the two of you.
Yeah. I think you have to do something like he says.
Say that. Okay, we're not going to kick right into the sugi over
there.
You're
not saying it, though, are you? I told you,
it's two sides of the same coin. Because I'm not going to be saying something which is soisa.
Well, it could, right? It's just different machinas. In that case, there has to be no. There doesn't need to be a shaykh.
No. There's always a shaykh.
It's three levels of the same thing, exactly.
Yeah.
No, but you can understand on that level. I don't mean they have to be like this. That's the thing.
Okay, so let's go back. Now that's one particular inim we can infer how what exactly that meant. Vegam is it tavim sod masha omov v'nitzis sedayim. And nitzis sedayim also we find this inim of netila, meaning raising up your hands. What is this inim of raising up your hands over there? Velo omu rechitzas yadayim. Says the Ariza, what is diuk in why the Chazal or Makbir on loshon netila? Leramos ela loshon netila leramos shitzigel sheyis om velit lam lemar besod siu yedechem kodesh.
Some say that possibly. Some say, some don't.
Kniska b'shas obezor. This is a Shas, not only Sfadim, it's also Shas and Zohar. V'tavad avahu, ki rechitzat yadayim, sibosa hi lahachik haklipas mekitzovas atzboz me'atziponayim ki sham mekoimam. Again, you're just simply going away, very simple, you're going away from the chitzon. The chitzon goes down, you're raising your hands, you're doing a mitzvah, this kedusha, the shefa coming up from the yadayim, so you just very simply removing and starving them. V'zeh aliday may also with the tzilf, not only of the netila but also of the tzilf of the mei achesed, that's the water you're pouring over your hands. Kedei shelo yavzu haklipos lidachez be'or hayotzim hem. Tzirich lagbihem klape shlosh rishonos nikot kodesh. That's pshat in the pasuk. Su yedechem raise your hand. Kodesh means put them back into the Kodesh, put them back into the Chabad, into the higher spheres. I'm back over here that there's two things you're doing. You need to, the Alidei the Netila, Alidei the Hainu, the Aliyas Yadayim, call it that. That is actually taking the Shefa away from them. But the Netila seems to be Alidei Mei Chesed. That's in order that they shouldn't come back. Is that because the Kasha is
what come back?
The Chitzonim. The Chitzonim are on your hands. That's why you have to wash them, right? You have to take it with a tumor. Now, according to what he's saying, Chobakasha, and the Bhakti Degani asks his Kasha, sort of, he says, what do you just have to do? Just mali yodayim. If the whole inyan is to metali yodayim from the chitzonim is to leave them behind, and what you can simply do is just raise up your hands, so just raise up your hands. Why do you need the water for? Think about what he seems to be saying. Why do you need the water for? The answer is, there's two inyanim over here.
Yeah.
One is to get them off your hands, and the other is to get them to stay off your hands. Because just because you did this, right, and you can't stay like this all the time, right? You're gonna have to put it down. So what did you gain? What did you gain of bringing it up?
Wait,
right. So what you do?
So you have to put.
What's that? You have to wash first. I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the mile of niti? What's the mile of the mind? The mind is that when you put your hands down, then it shouldn't come back down.
Yes, so then why do you need to put it up? If it's that by putting mind, you remove the kibbutz legamah.
That's the only way to get them off.
What?
The only way to get them off. Yeah. Raise them up.
Right.
You need two things. Though.
You need two things. To get them off, firstly, you have to raise them up.
Yeah, and that.
The water,
I know it's fakir, I know, yeah. but that's what he seems to be saying. You know, lahach meklipus is like this. The mind is kedeshelo yavzo aklipus liachzo.
You could say that the water together with the herbal is a strong enough silik that it's therefore stays away.
Okay, we can deny that, but the Indian, what I'm trying to just point out here, without getting too much in the lomdus here, is that there are two nekudus as well. And also, you asked the Kash, about the Gani, asked the Kash about getting up in the morning. When you go to bed, the reason why you have to wash in the morning because your neshama left you. and that left room for the chitzonis to come, right? During while you're awake, you don't have to wash, right? So when you sleep, okay, your neshama is not there. So fake there. So when you wake up, then the chitzonim vayta would go away. So vayta, why do you have to wash?
No, we said answer this last week.
Right, like, well, we're saying we're here. There's two inyanim here. It's not once they're there, the mashpia on your hands, even though they go away when you come back, but there's still an inyan of ra, there's a reshima, we said, that there you need an extra pu'ula to wash. It's always two inyanim. Okay, let's go back to it. When you raise up your hands, you're going to go back into your mochim. That's what you have to mamish, put your hands away. Your hands have to be actually together. That's the
mice. Well, in the morning?
What?
In the morning?
Every time.
So you have Kaddish in the morning, you say?
You don't have to say. Who said you have to say it?
You and Sisho were first at this.
You don't have to say the positive. What?
You weren't so sure about whether this was only by in the morning or by washing the...
Yeah, but it seems to be mashmir all the time. What's the chiluk? Why should be the chiluk? Even if you stop washing for bread in the afternoon or whatever, it's always up to
Yeah. Yeah, but in the morning you see...
It's even worse there. There's much more tumor there in the morning.
Yeah, but...
Staff of the Kaylee...
Do you do that? In the morning?
What?
This.
In the morning? Yeah?
No, he's asking whether there's Natila. Natila, he wasn't there, I think. But isn't there a Natila in Natila in the first washing? Yeah, okay, right. The Azo also, therefore, you have to bring it back. But Tam Shitol B'Shas and Natila Sedam, like Bia Yadov Ad Roshom Mamish, Prat Imhu B'Yom Shabbos Kotcho, She'asor Lahachi Eklipas B'Tachlis Arichot. So you don't want to have any connection to them whatsoever. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What clippers?
Oh, so they asked this question over here. So the Toras Chacham asked this question. He says, "Well, we know that log you go when it is when the higher rems, spheres. So what? So he says an inin of it's ober erichin.
Anyway, aliyas olam is v'shavis only the primus olam, but only fifth olam.
Well, he says at the bottom. Look at the bottom.
Yeah. So there's the union of Erechin. Erechin is not mamish klipas because it's not there, but the lower levels of the union of Shabbos is kilo. It's klipa compared to the high inyanim. Okay, let's continue.
Happy for my answer. No, the only the pinyus salam, but not the kitzin salam. So you have to remove the klipas.
No, but there is an Indian of Aliyah's Chitzonis or Alamas.
I think at Yarizal we say the only Pnimius, not Chitzonis.
Chatzdi Shalom.
Last week.
No,
who?
No, of course not, because we know there's Dalit Maisim.
The
Dalit Maisim are connected to Chitzonis or Alamas. Every time you do another Maisim, right? Yifne, Yitol. And then you have talis and tefillin.
I'm
talking about Shabbos here. You also do this for ma'isim.
Yeah, but you feel avadim, sure.
And first of all, if you already there's an aliyah in the chitzon, there's an aliyah. No, but on Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, when you wake up on Shabbos, the chitzon salam is still down.
Shabbos is already Friday night. Excuse me, Shabbos came in already. So.
No, on Shabbos, there is aliyah only on Pnimius Salamis. Avada you got as well an aliyah in Chitzonius arts like every day.
Right.
But that's only during the tefillah.
But during the tefillah, that's Chitzonius Olamos only work with Maisim.
Yeah, you do.
Shalom Shas tefillah.
Shas tefillah
is only the union of the Pnimius.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're drifting off to different.
No,
but
that's Shabbos Taichol. You got this Yifne Veitol. Is it on Shabbos?
Right. Okay. So you're doing a Maaser.
By Veitol you've got the Aliyah to Olamos. Not before Veitol. So before Veitol you got the Chitzonia. You got the Clippers.
No, there's no Clippers.
But you said that Yifne Veitol is on Shabbos.
No.
Okay. So.
There's the aliyah to the olamas both on both.
On both. It's Mefush Ariza. He says, he brings a pasuk. Lo yigor ra. There's no inyonim of. There's no inyonim of Mefush. All right, let's not go into it right now.
Dubinsky brings. I can't remember the
who.
The Dubinsky.
Yeah.
He's got a sefer of my moran who brings someone when you daven late, when you don't daven late you daven then the clippers of Muscovite.
Yeah, because that has to do with the time of the day. The
yeah, but it's still Shabbos. It's only Shabbos.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but that's could be Berchin as well.
Yeah, it's all yeah, same tenets. Okay, this is goodbye. Od yesh tam sheni ela sheila that we're asking over here that. That why is there a hefsik in this kav chesed and the kav of netzach and so forth and there. Why is it? So another reason for that. So for who? She came lesibos parts of leia hayotze me'achurav dezah. The ilu shnei kavim yamim small hayu yishorim bilti hefsik v'emso yisom. Lo haye yichol agbiya zrosav.
So we know that Leah is behind Zah, and therefore Zah has the opportunity to raise his hands and give Shefa through his dad into Leah. So that's one of the opportunities that's happening. Masha Enkin, if the arms were straight down, you wouldn't have this Shefa going to Leah. Because you bring them into the Moach and then outside into the next part of which is called Leah.
So the hands have to be touching the head then?
No, it doesn't have to.
Well, in that case, in the same way that the Shavuos is to Leah, who's back there.
Yeah.
So in that case, let the hands be anywhere. Why do they have to be put up?
They have to be directed. They have to be directed towards your heads. You can't have them this way, because they're going to go this way. The Shavuos is coming straight out, like a shooting out from your hands. They're going this way.
Definitely going
to. Yeah. V'gam yuvam b'zeh sol b'kas ha'kohanim. Oh, see. V'shemagbiyah yedem. Why are they raising now? V'shemagbiyah yedem k'neged kasafeyem. They raise up their hands. Shoulder height. Excuse me. In the parts of Leah, in order to give again Shefa to the parts of Leah, the chub of Leah, chokmah bina Leah. The gam sham is by said the hamshachas or penimi derech yemin or small. Ech yoytze v'nichnas ben perik leperik. Again, the way in and out in order to give Shefa to Leah. This is in Shah Yaakov Leah. They speak more about it. We'll see about it when we get them session. Okay, that's Messiah this Perek. And we're going to go on now to Perek Gimel. Now Zolivai in Espashus of Mochim Viza. We spoke about at the beginning of the Perek base, if you understand, if you remember, the Yakav Yamin and Kav Small. We spoke out how those are built. Now we're going to concentrate on now Kav Emtsoi. Kav Emtsoi. Here we go. Hine. It's Bar Shino Shiesh Ben Ibrei Zvot Yadayim. We're going to speak about the arms and the Yadayim. Lisha Evorim Shebeguf Kulo. She'elu Noim V'Nodim V'Olim Yodim. We know the hands go up and down. They have this flexibility. Masha Enke V'Sha Ivrei Aguf. They don't have this flexibility. Omnam Kaben Soi Deza Bo Mispashti Bamochim Deza Der Yoshe Bilti Pirot. The middle of your middle body, the middle part of your body is straight down. There's no flexibility.
Well, your legs do.
Yeah, but not like the Zafuke Lafuke Kaben Soi. Kaben Soi, there's no ins and outs here, right? It's just straight. It goes from Das Tifels and Tifels to the Yesod. It's just one calf. Nothing spurts out. The Ininu. And with this, we'll understand why a person is formed the way he is. The Ininu. Shehine. Nisba'a shalmoch das mitzad abba v'ima. Mluvoshe mitoch kili Yesod abba v'ima. Right? But we know that the Das of Abba V'Ima is inside the Yisod of Abba V'Ima, all the same kav. The Kol Das Mishneim Hu Kolul V'Chamisha Chasadim V'Chamisha Gvot K'Nizkel El. Right, Das again is a combination of the Chasadim the Das, the Gvot the Das, and there's five Chasadim and five Gvot. בינה יסוד אימא אינו אינו כמו נצר הוד בכל אחד מהם, יש בו שלושה פחוקים. Now the יסוד of אימא is very short compared to her netzach and hod, right? Her right leg and left leg are much longer than her yesod, obviously. Aval hu perek echad levad. Her yesod is only one perek. Mashiken, the others are three pakim, netzach hod. V'hu nechnas midlabish toch keli yadas. So her yesod goes into the keli yadas tazah. That's the halbosha. V'sham nasi b'chenas moch adas tazah b'rosho. That's going to make the das. That brings in the moch adas into tazah. We know that kikir yisod the nukva. Nukva doesn't mean nukva per se, but nukvi. There's parts of nukvi and the parts of zichri. So the a female part of ein la shvi bechinas hemshach itzpashtus. Her yisod does is not mispashtus like a zocher. Rak oisa ashiro shel yisod anotun beemsa ben tchei rosh pchokim elyonim de netzer hot shelo. Right, her yisod is fixed right at the top of her legs. V'yesh la'ol b'chinas acheres v'hi oisa nikra anikraz b'rambam v'avshas al ilonis she'ein la shipule mayin kenoshi v'hi b'chinas abasa ha'tapuach ke'ein atara v'siyom yesod sheva. So really be'etzem she has one perek called yesod and she has something called the basa tapuach, which is mentioned in Rambam and in Shas. This basa tapuach represents a little bit of a perek, a shlish perek be'etzem. So it's actually a perek in shlish. V'hu yesod sheva, that represents her ganzi yesod. Hu mitlabish lemala v'das tiza b'rosho, aval b'chinas shniyah shnikra teres mispash yotz lemata mitlabish b'toch shlish elyo detiferes tiza. V'hu admok machazi shelo, u'misham lemata eino od mispash keli yesod ima klal. So if you look at the tiza, his chest, we split into three parts. And when he's in the evil yinika stage, he only has six spheres. So all we're talking about is stage right now. He has his tiferes and yesod. That's it in the middle calf. Mm-hmm. In the right calf, he has his chesed and netzach. On the left calf, he has gvura and hod. W with us. And therefore, when the yesod of him is being mishpasha, is coming down, that's going to come in connection with only the first chelik tiferes elyon of zah. So into the das dezah, that means it's creating the das dezah, and also into as far as the chazed dezah, which represents the tiferes elyon of zah.
So just a minute. So be'etzem, when you say mitzvah lemalav das dezah,
yeah, it's creating the das dezah. It's coming.
Be'etzem is mitzvah where in the first das that
the das, yeah, the das.
No, that created the das. But what is it in zah before being das? It's the first chalek of that.
We've said this many times that the six chalokim, that means the two spheres, let's take a little middle count. The two spheres are Tiferes and Yesod. We're going to split them into three parts, mm-hmm. and Yesod into three parts. So the first two chalokim of the Tiferet will make the Das. Mm-hmm. The Chelek Etachtan of Tiferes and the Chelek Elyon of Yesod is going to make the Tiferet. Did I say that right? First two chalokim of Tiferet will make the Dad Dezah. The Tiferet Elyon Atachton and the Chelika Elyon of Yesod is going to make the Tiferet. And then the two chalokim of Yesod is going to make Yesod Dezah. When Yesod the Ima comes down, she's going to be Mashpia on the Tiferet Elyon. Shlish Elyon of Tiferet. And that's going to create the Das. This creates now a new chiluk between the middle calf and the other two exterior calves. Ki calf yamin, the calf small.
What do you call an exterior calf?
Yamin small. Chacham baga, as opposed to dati. Right and left, as opposed to middle. Asher betocha mitlabishim inspashti moach chokma v'bina.
That's funny, Masha. You said we're doing the smaller chiluk because of the princess Amrichin into za. So we make the yisod and the tat shorter.
What? We make them?
Yeah, because before the Knesset Amrichin you got three chalakim, and now you got two das. The das will take two of them, and then we are left with two chalakim tat and two chalakim yisod.
No, we're not making das two. We're making das into three.
Huh?
What's happening is that we're going to have in Maskim 9 Sfirot Zahav, right? So how are we going to get from 6 to 9?
That's a good question.
Right. So what we're going to do, we're going to add, we're not going to subtract it. When we're adding Shefa, there's going to add another Bechina that wasn't there beforehand. And that's the chart.
And you are.
That's the chart, right? So now we move to the most exciting part of the
year. Yeah.
visual effects here. Right, so... Alright, this is what we have exactly, right? So we saw this last time. Huh? So we have, whatever's in white is Zah. Zah has presence. Right now, the present moment, Zah has, we're only talking about the middle calf just to make things easier. Yeah. Yesod has 3 chalakim, 1, 2, and 3. Top, middle, and bottom. He also has 3 chalakim of his middle, which is bottom of Tiferet, Emsa of Tiferet, and the top of Tiferet. Now, that's only 2 spheres. We want 3 spheres here. So what we're going to do is we have to grow. We have to import Shefa from Ima and Abba in order to grow Zah into from 2 spheres into 3. And in totality instead of 6 spheres, you want 9. So let's just work with the middle cap. So
why 9, not 10, by the way?
10 is the next, it's Malchus, but that's the really next mountain. Okay, so therefore what are we going to do over here? We're going to, this is Ima on top. So we're gonna add her lower chelig or 3 chalakim of her yesod, right? This is the nahi of ima, which goes down into zah, and the nahi of the ima is now gonna contribute, as you see from the arrows, a chelig of hers into zah in order to grow the missing chalakim. Therefore, we're going to change the name here. We're going to call this is going to be Yesod. 3 chalakim becomes Yesod, not only 2. And then you have 3 chalakim of Tiferet. You're adding. Before you only had 2 chalakim, now you have a 3rd chalak. That's going to make a sphere shlema. Every sphere has to have 3 chalakim. And then Tiferet, which was originally Tiferet, becomes Das. Or becomes the Das Dezah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is going to be the Das, the new Das. This is going to be Tiferet, expanded Tiferet. And this is going to be now the expanded Yesod. You got it?
Yes, but he don't speak about Knesset HaMoichin, he speak about the Kilim Kilim.
Yeah.
Like Knesset HaMoichin, it won't be this way.
Knesset HaMoichin, it's a bit different because the Yesod, the Ima, so the Ima is going to go into as far as the Das and the Tiferet, see? Over here. So this is the Mochim coming in. They come into the vacated Kilim of Nukva. Not Nukva, sorry, of Tvuna. And they're going to go in, Lamosha, we're talking about the Kavim Tsoi, they're going to go as far as the Das, creating the Das, and the Tiferet Elio.
Of Ima.
No, of Zah, this is Zah.
So, this is
Tvuna, it's going to go as far as over here.
Yeah, we do. This is what I ask.
Okay.
So you see, you are left, that's funny.
I don't see anything funny here.
No,
okay. Okay, we'll see. Let's just go. Let's work through the union ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, as we go along, we're running out of time.
Where did we see this?
That we find this in multiple places. We find this in Shamochim Tzelim. We also find it in Shah Kavanis in Kirshima.
Not by Uzin, also we did this?
Yeah, we saw this already at the beginning of the Perek. Perek Beis of Shah Patsuf Zun. We also spoke about it.
And that's Kedim.
That's Kedim.
Yeah. And now you've got...
In the Kedim, there are more Kedim which...
And now you're going to change to put here. His Das. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, sure. Yeah?
Okay, very good. Now, okay, start again. Nachma. Ubezit tovin shinu acher sheyesh b'shlosha kavim. Ki kav yaminim esmol shebetochem nidlabishim b'pashim morchem chokhmam binam lugoshim b'netzach odi ima kiniska. Hine ha'od hem stumim. ולכן הם קווים בלתי רוחבים אבים, והם בחינת זרועות ושוקים, שוקים. והם ארוכים בלתי רוחבים, אבל קווים צוי הוא התיפרנס. והוא עבר הגוף שהוא רוחב מאוד, מה שאין כן בשעה קווים. So explaining to you a very simple fact, that we have a difference between the right and left קווים, which is the זרוע ימין ושמאל, מה שאין כן בגוף, is more, is wider. Now, why do we have skinny arms and a big chest? And the answer to that is, right, David, I'm sure you asked yourself this question, why we have a big chest and very skinny arms? Great question, huh?
Big chest.
I have a big chest and I have very skinny arms. I have a very wide chest. It's not proportion.
That's not a question.
You don't understand the question because you're used to the mitzvahs of having skinny arms and a wide chest. But why didn't we have the same, my arm to be the same width as my chest?
Because the chest has the heart, the lungs, the
hood. Oh, there's more air in there and water than. You can compress that. That's not a problem. That's not a kasha. Arizal is going to tell you the sod of why you built the emes, why you are built the way you're built, and you're not a round bubble as any other shape you are.
It could have been like a cat here and big arms.
Right. So he says the Talmud of Lefisha also Moach, and it makes so much sense here because the Moach das, which is coming from Ima on top, and so it's Pashtim Bitocha Vihine Sham Bitocha, right? She comes inside the Yisod of Ima, comes inside. Miz Lavish Bichinas Atora Shel Yisod Ima Nikras Rochovasana, and that's the Pirush of Roshash called Rochovasana. Kihu Mokom Rochav Enotza Kemo Peat Atora. You saw the Zohar, the Red Lech Mi'uz, it says Piyaz Lav Davka, the whole Atar of the Zohar is very narrow. So the Yisod of Ima is wide. As it's coming down the Das, it opens up quite wide. V'ad misham matril or a Das, shebetocha keli Yisod of Ima lihit rachem, v'achikach me'achaz v'lemati yotze or a Das migule legamre. That's the key. Vitu levush klab yisod ima ki kavar nigma v'stayim ke nizkar v'azo o yotze midrachev bli ikuv masach v'kisoy v'az midrachev keli aguf anikra tiferes v'nase rochav yotze mishasfios. You understand? Very partial. When yisod ima comes inside, listen to this, when yisod ima comes inside, it's very wide, as opposed to the Yizocha, is very, very, very long and tzar. Manafkamina would be when you have something very short, what's inside of this short Yisod is Chuk, Chasodim Vidas. Ariza said, and I've said this many, many times, is that, and the Ariza quotes, that's quoted by the Ariza, it's called the Maim Megadlim Mese'ila. It's the Koach Agidol. The Koach Agidol is based on this Koach, and the Russian goes, the length of this in the Chedek Dea, that these are the two most powerful forces that will grow all things. And when as they're coming out, since the Yisod the Ima is short, it only stops at the Chozer. Mikan Habal, there's a tremendous chef of Bigilur which comes out from the Yisod, which then expands the sphere of Tiferes widely. Okay? And therefore, that makes the Tiferes is wide, as opposed to when the Yisod, when the shepherd's coming down the Netzach, everything's closed up, right? When she's coming down with her Netzach and putting it into your Kav's Yamin or her Hod in Kav's Small, everything is closed up. Her legs are closed, are narrow. The shepherd's coming down narrowly down. Mashenkin, the Yisod is the only short sphere, and therefore, at one point, it stops and allows for this Gilur Sheva to come out in Berachas, and therefore that expands the sphere. That's why your chest is longer, is wider than your arms. The Omnam Kav.
Tautology.
What?
Tautology.
Tautology.
You're trying to,
is that a science that I'm not aware of?
You have to try to explain why
your goof is larger longer than your arms.
You're saying it's longer because it's longer.
That's not what I said. Vince, what is it?
No, I understand what you mean. But
I repeat again. The reason what's creating your goof,
which is the focus into your arms, the arm could have got wider too.
Right. So explain why that's not a case.
Because
the shefa that comes into your arm are covered over by what's called, let's take the right arm. That shefa, which is coming into your right arm, is already covered over by a sphere called the Netzach of Ima. The Netzach of Ima carries in her the Shefa which will grow your arm.
You said the Shefa of Ima was very wide.
One second, slowly. So, and the Shefa which is in the Netzach of the right leg of Ima, which is going to come into your right side, her right leg is thin and long. and it's covered over.
Why is it in the law?
We're not asking why in Imo, we're asking why in Zai is covered. Why is it like that? Right? It's coming in, that shefa is coming in and it's going straight into your right side, which makes for your arm and your leg to be long and thin. Mashenkin, when her shefa in the middle calf, which is covered over by her kli yisod, we know her kli yisod is not long and narrow, but rather kli yisod is short and open. Her foot is closed. Her yisod is open. So it comes at one point and stops there because it's short. And then it's open and the shepherd comes in and blasts open the sphere of the tiferes of Zah, making it completely wide. Understand the chiluk?
Because one's short, one's wide, so therefore this day was sort of
one's
wide.
Open as well, and one's closed. He saw this open as a nekev. He saw this open. Her netzach is closed. Her right leg is closed. Don't ask me why it's like that. That's the way it is.
No, I meant more in terms. Of the it's the truth.
It's 100% logic. They just think about it. Now. On them, Gamma Kavi Yimoni. How far are we going here? I didn't think we were going to get.
What?
5 lines down is the Ine. Okay, so let's go a bit further. On them, the Kavi Yimoni, Yeshbo Shino Menube, Vechen Kav Smoli Menube. Vahu ki Emsa Kav, who Bechenes Chesed Gvura. Vehen Bechenes Zoros, as we said, there's a hefsek over there between your Nesach and your Hod. Your chesed in your nesef and your gvur on your hold. There's a hefsek over there that represents your arm. Vehem yosef dakim miktsovas kavim. Vehem hashukim v'chayim v'arichayim shehem avim yosef bezor. Now he's explaining why are your legs wider than your arms. Your arms are thinner and then your legs are fatter. Why your legs are fatter? He's really going to details here. We see by here Adel Niskal El Kilimata, when the sod comes down, right? Sorry, Lemata from the Chazir. The Chasodim Shehem O Hadas Mitzgalim, as we said, the Sodim stops at the Chazir. The Chasodim come pouring out into the Tif Eres, making it wide. So that's called the Chasodim or Begiloi. Lechem mitzchave mitzrave hakeli of the keli. Aval eino kol kach begiloi behidrechavot kemo haguf beatzmo. Shesham ikem mokom giloi haorot hadas bemokom umokom hidrechavotam. The meanings that the way it works with this is explained, and the Kabbalah is a bit clearer than this. That what happens is the chasadim come out from the goof. Right? Inside the goof. The chasadim are begilo because the yisodim must stop here, and therefore the chasadim are floating around, expanding the goof. Now, what it does as well, the chasadim are in the are in the tiferet, but they're also in the other chalokim. They're in the chesed of Zah, they're also in the gvur of the Zah, they're also on Netzach and Hod. But they are mekoymet stumim. Mestumim, right? They're closed off, be'etzim. Not like the yesod, which is open. So what happens is the chesodim agluyim are going to be make into the other spheres. Yeah. And because of that, it's yoytze havolim, yoytze bereshefa, back into the main chelik, into the goof. So the chesodim will be released only through hakor. But what's coming out is only a bit of hevel is coming out. Bit of hevel. So therefore, what's going to happen is that as they're coming down, they're going to be hakol with the netzer and hod. So more shefa is coming out from the netzer and hod than they are coming from the chesed and the gevurah. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the chesed and the gevurah are thinner than the netzer and hod because there's a hakol happening down there, which is not being happened up and above. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here for now. Unfortunately, we didn't finish, but we'll continue next time.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.